somebody asked. They say, in transforming adversity into joy and courage by Geshe Thupten, which is a wonderful book. I strongly recommend it that people read it. It's published by Snow Lion, Transforming Adversity into Joy and Courage. Geshe said, when we talk of the person being a dependent arising, there are various levels of dependent arising that can be known, some more subtle than others. And so the question is, what are these levels of dependent arising, and what's the most subtle one? And is this a good method to deconstruct the self? Okay. So, yes, this is an excellent method to deconstruct the self. They say that dependent arising is the king or queen of reasonings, because by using dependent arising, we not only refute inherent existence, but establish conventional existence. Okay, so because things are dependent arising, they cannot exist from their own side in and of themselves, but because they dependently arise, they do exist. Okay, so the dependent part negates inherent existence, and the arise part establishes conventional existence. So there's different ways of talking about the levels of dependent arising. One of the common ways is to say causal dependency, dependency on causes and conditions, and then dependence on parts, and third is dependence on term and concept. Okay, so we'll talk about this way of talking about dependent arising first, then we'll go into another way of talking about it. Okay, so this will take us a few days here. Okay, so the first one of causal dependence is common to all the Buddhist traditions. Okay, and so it's just, you know, results arise from causes. Okay, you know, they depend on their causes. Without a cause, you can't have a result arise. So this is concerning things that are impermanent, that are composites, that are conditioned. It's not talking about permanent phenomena, okay, because they don't depend on causes. But everything else, you, me, everything we see around us, depends on causes and only comes into existence if its causes exist. Okay, so this is a real fundamental thing in Buddhism. And we see it in the 12 links of dependent arising, you know, that talks about how we get reborn in cyclic existence, how depending on ignorance, then conditioned actions are created by conditioned actions, then the consciousness, you know, with the seed, coming seed arises, depending on that, you know, then you get the rest of the links and so on, up to aging and death. Okay, so that's the typical way of describing causal dependence in Buddhism, that's common among all the different traditions and different philosophical schools. And it's really quite potent, you know, because if we sit here, you know, because we feel so, you know, well, I'm just here. You know, there's an independent me that sits here. And then you sit and you say, well, I'm only here because the causes of me exist. And it's like, what are you talking about? You know, the causes of me? I have causes, and I'm only here because the causes exist? No, I'm here independent of causes. I'm here, believe me, you know? Okay? So it's very interesting that I'm here only because the causes exist. You know, what are the causes? Well, we have the 12 links of dependent arising. Yeah, those are the causes for why we're here. Or in another way of looking at it, you know, we have the sperm and egg from our parents that produce the body. We have the continuum of consciousness, you know, one moment following another that produce the mind. And independence on these two, then we label I. but only in dependence on those things. And also, I mean, really, especially, you know, when we think of I in terms of being a being caught in cyclic existence, why am I here? Well, ignorance, you know. Ignorance is why I'm here. Why was I born me? Why was I born at all in this kind of body? Ignorance, you know, karmic actions. So it's quite potent when we meditate in that way, and it shocks our usual sense of self.
Mm-hmm. You say that we only exist because our causes exist, but don't the causes have to cease in order for the effect to take place?
Yeah. When I said we only exist because our causes exist, I meant that there were causes, the causes ceased, and we come into existence, because cause and effect clearly don't exist at the same time. If the cause exists, the effect has yet to arise. The cause has to cease for the effect to arise. Okay. So actually, this way of seeing the person as a causal phenomena counteracts the non-Buddhists who assert an Atman, or some kind of permanent soul that is unconditioned, uncaused. It also counteracts the idea of an absolute permanent creator who was never created, who doesn't depend on anything else. Okay, so the whole idea of causality is very basic in Buddhism, and if we really penetrate into it, then it becomes very difficult to assert a soul or a permanent creator.